Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, proposed electoral reforms, and other issues.
The Minister of Health reports that almost 700,000 Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 342,218 have been vaccinated twice. According to the ministry, Zimbabwe is seeking 500,000 more vaccines from China amid concerns that some people are being turned away from health centers when seeking their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Zimbabwe, since March last year, recorded nearly 39,000 cases of COVID-19, 36,591 recoveries, and 1,594 deaths. Worldwide, Johns Hopkins University reports that over 170 million people have contracted COVID-19 and more than 3.5 million people have succumbed to the disease.
The hospital further reports that at least 1.9 billion people have been vaccinated worldwide.
In politics, the representatives of parties that are in the state-sanctioned Political Actors Dialogue, or POLAD, have just finished a workshop in Nyanga focusing on electoral reforms. According to some people who attended the workshop, all the parties want Zimbabwe to allow many observers in order to make the 2023 elections credible.
The parties also want Zimbabwe to introduce a law compelling the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, ZBC, and other state-controlled media organizations to publicize political messages without any form of payment.
And in basketball, second-ranked Zamalek of Egypt defeated top seed Union Sportivo Monastir of Tunisia 76-63 in the Basketball Africa League finals played yesterday in Kigali, Rwanda.
And the other third seed, a club Atletico Petrola de Luanda of Angola, which is one of the teams that most Zimbabweans were rooting for, as that team has actually played against some teams in the Basketball Union of Zimbabwe makeup, defeated the fourth-ranked Patriots, who are the home team from Rwanda. This is a basketball club that actually comes from Rwanda, the home team. So they were defeated 97-68 to settle for third place in the Basketball Africa League playoffs. And we saw, Gibbs, that the president of Rwanda, Mr. Paul Kagame, was also at the tournament. He actually watched the Patriots play, and we also saw him in the finals, even though his own team, the Patriots, were not there when we saw Zamalek beating Tunisia in that really nail-biting match yesterday.
Kuzobuya ke abantu abafisa ukuthi kuguquke kwezokhetho kwele Zimbabwe njalo lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi abantu abalemijovo abaphila njani kulo manje kanyangazani bathole nzima okunye okumangalisayo. Kuzobuya ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi sokunabantu abadlula abafika phose 700,000 asebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni ye COVID-19 kuzokuthi asebehlatshwe okwesibili bafika 342,218. Kuyabuya njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi soludinga amaphilisi, ngayikhona amaphilisi, soludinga-ke amanye amajekiseni kwele China afika khonapho 500,000. So-ke khonapho amaphilisi angikhona awuthi phela balijove, balijove khonapho kwenza ukuthi lingabulawa i-COVID-19. So kutholakala ukuthi khona manje, Marvelous, nxa abanye abantu besiya ezibhedlela batshela ukuthi hayi ijekiseni ungani ayikho kumbe kunjani njani, so khonokho ke kwenza ukuthi abantu bangani bayethuka. Kodwa abaningi sebegijimela khona ngale ukuthi kube yehlatshwa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi i-WHO yathi-ke khona ngale Zimbabwe khayengazani-ke bangayisebenzisa i-Sinopharm lamanye avela kwele China ngoba khayengani alolongwa ngemfanelo. Kuzobuya nxa sikhangela khona manje sokulabantu abedlule abafika phose 39,000 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe, kwaphepha abayi 36,591 kumkhuhlane lo, kodwa wabulala abantu 1,594. Yebo, kwanyangazana kulo buzima. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele sokulabantu 1.9 billion asebahlatshwa amajekiseni e-COVID-19. kwezombusazwe sibonileke kade kulo mhlangano kona ngale nyanga umhlangano lowo kade ngokuthi uhloliswe ezokhetho inketho siyakwazi marvelous ubuya mhlaka ngomnyaka ka 2023 so abantu sebefuna ukuthi kuguqulwe indlela eZimbabwe yenza ngayo ukhetho kumbe kuyahamba njalo kumbe hathi asikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba njalo so ke siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi bathi sokumele ukuthi nxa abantu bele mbiko yabo behambise uZBC behambise uZim papers bengabhadali lutho so yikho bakufunayo konoko okunye njalo ke kubasketball siboneke izama la kitshaya ke iUnion Sportive Monaco yeTunisia 76-63 ku Basketball Africa League ma finals kwasekusithi ke Atletico Petroleus di Luanda yakole Angola yashaya ke iPatros yakole Rwanda so kube njalo kunamanje sakhuluma ke ngokunenge namhlanje qhubeka mavulas
aiwakunayo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidza inhasi semusi wemuvhuro ari kupedzisira May 31, 2021 apo nhasi tiri kukurukura pano palive talk pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichizotarisa zvakare nezviri kubuda kubva kumakwikwi akapera nezuro eBasketball Africa Union angari kutambirwa iwo kuKigali kuRwanda pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 700,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga yecovid-19 munyika uyezve pane vanhu 342,218 vabayiwa ivo nhomba yechipiri pasecond phase yekubayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 bazi rinozivisa zvakare kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iri kutsvaga iyo nhomba dzinokwana idzo 500,000 kana kuti 500,000 kubva kuChina kuitira kuti vamwe vari kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunoda kunobayiwa nhomba vari kunzi ivo pari zvino nhomba hadzisi kuwanikwa saka ndo zvavari kuedza kuita kuti vakwanise kunge nhomba idzi dzichiwanikwa munyika kuitira kuti vaye vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga pavanoenda kunzvimbo dziri kubayiwa nhomba vawane nhomba idzi dziri iko Zimbabwe zvakare inotaura iyo bazi rezveutano kuti pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 39,000 vawanikwa vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura kwozouyawo vamwe vakabata denda iri vakakwanisa kurikunda vari pa36,591 asi zvakare vamwewo vakabata denda iri vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva denda iri ratanga vasvika ivo pa1,594 tichiona kuti iro vhiki rapfuura iri takaona kuti kubhondorofi teachers college yekumasvingo kwakawanikwa iko kuine vamwe vakabatwa nenhomba iyi yecovid-19 vakati wandei chikoro ichi chikawanikwa icho chichivharwa mushure mekunge vebazi rezveutano vemunzvimbo iyi uyezve nevamwe vanoshanda munzvimbo iyi nevamwe vepachikoro ipapo vakataura kuti zvanga zvisingakodzere kuti chikoro ichi chirambe chakavhurwa uye tombotarisai mumuno muamerica nepasi rose John Hopkins University Hospital hospital hombe imo muno muamerica inotaura iro kuti pane vanhu 117 million vabatwa necovid-19 pasi rose uyezve 3.5 million vawanikwa ivo vachishaya hospital iyo yeJohn Hopkins inotaura zvakare kuti vachitarisa kubayiwa kwenhomba 1.9 billion yevanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi yecovid-19 pasi rose tozotarisa zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tinoona kuti gungano repollard iro rinounganidza mapato asiri emuhurumende rawanikwa iro richiita musangano kuinyanga uko vanga vari kutaura ivo panyaya pekurandudzwa kwezvatingati zvesarudzo kana kuti electoral reform vachitaura ivo kuti vari kuda kuti apo panozoitwa sarudzo dzemuna 2023 mapato ese anopikisa vawanikwewo vachipiwa mukana wokuti vawanikwewo vachiparura zvavanofunga uyezve zviri kutaura pamusoro pemapato avo panhepfenyuro dzehurumende dzakadai seZBC navana Herald mapepanhau ehurumende nezvimwewo vachitaura kuti izvi zvinofanira kuitwa pasina mubhadharo saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kukurukura tozotarisa zvakare mutambo mukuru wanga uri makwikwi yanga ari kuKigali kuRwanda atakaona achipera nezuro eBasketball Africa League apo takawana Zamalek yekuEgypt ichikunda iyo Monistar yekuTunisia pamutambo wakafadza vazhinji uyezve zvimwe zvikwata zvemuZimbabwe zviri pasi peBasketball Union of Zimbabwe zvakange zviri kutarisira nemaziso matsvuku vachida kudzidza unyanzvi huri kubva kumakwikwi iwaya takaona zvakare chikwata chekuAngola chichiwanikwa chichitora iyo nzvimbo yechitatu mushure mekukunda chikwata chemuimo mamu Rwanda chema Patriots takaona zvakare mutungamiri weRwanda vapo Kagame vachienda kuona makwikwi iwaya apa chikwata chavo chakatamba chema Patriots vakaenda zvakare kuma finals izvo zvakafadza vazhinji. Nhasi ndawanikwa ndichitaura nemumwe watingati uye murayiridzi wechikwata chemercenaries chekuwa kwamutare chinova chiri icho chikwata chakawanikwa icho chichirwisana nechikwata chekumozambique vakazokundwa chikwata chekumozambique chikazowanikwa chiri icho chakaenda kubasketball africa union iri kuita mutambo iyoyo kukigali. Saka vanga vari kutaura vainnocent sitole kuti mune ramangwana vari kutogadzirira ivo kuti muna August vapinde zvakare mumamwe maqualifiers ekuitira kuti vagokwanisa kunge vachiqualifya kuenda kumutambo mukuru webasketball africa league uchaitwa zvakare gore rinouya. Saka vanga vari kuti ivo zvikwanisiro uyezve nerutsigiro rwemari ndo zvimwe zviri kuvakanganisa pamutambo iwoyu webasketball vachiti ivo vakawanikwa vachitatsurana nemozambique pamutambo wavakaita wokuedzana simba asi vakazowanikwa vachikundwa nechikwata chekumozambique chakabudirira icho kuti chikwanise kunge chiri pamafinals aya pachikwata vakaenda ivo kukigali kurwanda asi mozambique takaona ichizokundwawo haina hazvo kuzopinda mumasemifinals asi yakamiramira ikasvika pazvikwata zvekupedzisira mumakwikwi iwaya. Saka tange tiri kuzeya zvese izvi zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvemitambo munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichitarisa zvakare denda recovid 19 iro ratekeshera pari zvino. Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with the what is happening in Zimbabwe right now. We see that you know, marvelous, there are some commuter omnibus owners who have been grounded for the past year, so they are saying that they are struggling in terms of to make a living. So we are lucky that we've got Mr. Kumbula Sibanda, who is the manager of the Zimbabwe International Long Distance Transport Association. He is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Sibanda, welcome to the program, sir. Yes, Mr. Sibanda, so you have been grounded for the past 1 year. So tell us a bit about this.
Yes, Mr. Dewey, we've been grounded for about a month now.
It seems as if you moved a little bit. Can you be in one place, Mr. Sibanda, so that we can hear you well? Because your network is a bit, is not too well. So can you move where you were when we called you so that we're in a part of corner. It's
okay. Can you give me another 5 minutes?
Yeah, so
corner, corner, corner,
because go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, we have been grounded. Thank you, Mr. Dube. We have been grounded for almost a year and a month now. And it has been a very, very difficult time for us. Now, it's very difficult to put food on our table. And considering that the founders of our taxi organization are grown-up people, now they are approaching some pensionable ages. It's now very, very difficult for them to make ends meet, considering their age as well. So it's been a very, very tough. It's only the government that has given us that chance to work, to operate, and adhere to the COVID restrictions. We could have done so. But now we haven't been given that chance. But in South Africa, our counterparts have been given that chance to adhere to the COVID restrictions and not to overload the vehicles. But they are working. But the problem now with the South Africans again is they are not allowed to cross the border using a cross-border passenger vehicle. And here in Zimbabwe, our cross-border vehicles were not being issued with cross-border permits. So it's affecting a lot of families very much because most of our drivers, they depend on these cross-border trips. So they are regular payment salaries and whatever. Now they are grounded. They are just waiting around now with nothing to do. So their families are now faced with starvation. It's only the government could authorize us to operate each of us with permits. I think this was a very, very good thing.
So how many people are affected here, you know, in terms of your association? So how many members and,
In terms of our association here in Zinta, about 45 members That means 45 families now got nothing to eat. We have struck about 45 families, and again, just across where we are, there is a cross border also, a cross border gate situation, which also has got a large number of operators there. I think they're also facing the same situation as ours. It's a terrible situation. Only if we would be allowed to operate and adhere to the code and regulations, we could do so. They did allow us in December to operate. We operated for just about 2 weeks. We adhered to the COVID restrictions. We sent our people, our passengers, for COVID tests. And we did everything, the sanitizing of passengers and everything on airbound. We never experienced any problems, except that with two passengers, we tested positive. And we refunded them, we gave them their money, and sent them back. We did adhere to the COVID restrictions. But now, we haven't heard anything from the government concerning the cross-border issue, especially our vehicles. We're using the Mercedes printers, 22-seater vehicles.
Yeah, yes.
We are grounded. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have got nothing to do at the moment.
Yes, marvelous.
We haven't heard anything from the Minister of Transport.
Marvelous, do you have a question for him?
Let me just translate what he just said before
yes,
I ask my question. Tirikunzwapo, munyarikano wedu vari kutaura ivo kuti avo vanoita basa remichovha yekuwanikwa vachidraivha vachienda kunze kwenyika vari muBulawayo vari kuti vari kutarisana nedambudziko rekuti avo vari pasi pesangano ravo vanoti pane vanhu 45 vari pasi pesangano ravo vari kutotarisana nenzara panguva ino nekuti kubvira pakatanga COVID vakabvumidzwa kushanda muna December chete uyezve vakabva vazomiswa nehurumende saka pari zvino vari kuti kunyangwe pavakashanda apa vakateedzera zvaidiwa nehurumende kuti vanhu vave vane masanitizer vauye vakatestwa kuti vane COVID here kana kuti kwete vakawanikwa vachizorambidza kuenda mberi nebasa iri asi vachiti vamwe vavo vanoita mabasa ava muSouth Africa vari kubvumidzwa munyika iyoyo vari kuteedzerawo zvinodikanwa nehurumende kuti mota dzisazare vanhu vawanikwa vakapfeka mamaski uyezve vachishandisa masanitizer, mahand sanitizer nezvimwewo. Saka vari kuchema-chema vachiti ivo dai hurumende yawanikwawo ichitarisa dambudziko iri nekuti vari kuti avo vanoshanda vachiita basa iri vaakutarisana nenzara panguva ino yeCOVID-19. So maybe let me ask him a question that so moving forward, what exactly would they like the government to do?
Mr. Spanda, there's the question. What do you want the government to do for you?
We're asking our respective government to issue our cross-border passenger vehicles with cross-border permits so that we can operate, we'll adhere to the strict COVID regulations. That's all. We just need the cross-border permits and the government to allow us to cross the border and also allow our passenger vehicles from South Africa to cross the bridge, especially the bridge border post without any hassle. That's all what we are looking for. We just want our respective government to put us back into our business. This is an industry. It's an industry that we are talking about. It's a tech industry, the transport industry. We cater for many people. Even some of the vendors we are selling their ways now. We transport them to Nigeria, we transport them to Jobe. So with our operations grounded, they are also facing situations as well. We transport these vendors on a regular basis. So now when our vehicles are grounded, certainly they are also grounded. They are grounded as we are. So what we are asking for from our respective government to issue us here in Zimbabwe with our cross-border permit, we will definitely adhere to the COVID restriction like we did in December when the border was open for about 2 weeks or so. We did that here to the COVID restriction.
Yeah.
Now, the majority of us are facing starvation. We've got nothing to do. We've been in this business for a long time. Since from 1989, we've been in this cross-border business, transporting business. We don't know any other business. And most of us are now approaching fashionable age. So what does Benoit do? We're just asking the government to look into our flight and help us by issuing our cross-border permit. We are organized, we are organized taxi association. We will speak to the COVID-19 restrictions. That's all what you're asking for from our respective government to issue our cross-border
permit. Yeah, yeah.
And our passengers leaving from South Africa to cross without any hassle.
Ye siyakuzwa sibanda ngesindebele sibilunga athi elifisa ukuthi uhulumende elenzele khona kuyini khona manje njalo ubona ngani kuyaphetha ngani konke lokho
hey ukuphetha kwakhona bawuthuba ngathi ngibona ngathi njengoba sonke singazi nokuthi ihlole le COVID into ezaphela nini ubona ngathi hayi kunakulo kunzima thina sicela kuphela ukuthi uhulumende kasi sebenzenini siqinde seuhulumende aqinise imithetho yona le ekho ngoba asikwazi lathi kunje isiphetho sakho ukuthi kuyabhetha ngani akula muntu okwazi so isiphetho sethu bekuyisona leso ukuthi uhulumende abe uyasivumela ukuthi lathi sibe sisebenza landele imithetho yona le khona lokho okwenziwa lawa bamabhasi labona la amabhasi asevunyelwe ukube ephuma phansi kwamadrobhisi emakhaya ngoba ilathi besisho ukuthi sibe siphuma sifika eGoli sifike emesina njengakhona lokade sivele sikwenza ngoba isiphetho sakhona ayi asikwazi ngoba indlala layo iyabulala i-COVID layo iyabulala kodwa indlala singayivika ngokuthi kube
singathi ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke singathi khona manje abantu bathwele nzima kanganani kulabo abangasasebenziyo siyabona ukuthi lawe unje uzihlalele akula nto oyenzayo so liphila njani khonapho-ke babo sibanda
hayi sokunzima kakhulu siyazama lokuthi uthole izinsanyana noma ama-vegetable fa ungamatafula abantu badengithengise kodwa nakhona hhayi kunzima ngoba abantu abaningi le-ikhonomi yethu isivele siningi abantu abaningi abadengisayo bangathi sebephethe i-ikhonomi so nabadengisayo labo sebebaningi kusuka kube nzima njengathi esinabantwana nabantwana abasema-college abasema-university imali yakhona kanye nezinendlela kodwa lokho besikwenza lokho kwe-cross border ukuthi sichase sisebenze siyale siphenduka hhayi bekusisiza futhi nakhona bekusenza ukuthi nakhona lapha ekhaya besize nisi imali ngoba sibuya nemali siyathenga khona lapha ekhaya siyasapota ama-business siyathenga into zokwakha siyabhadala i-school fees siyabhadala o-council so ngezindlela lathi ikhonomi besincedisa kakhulu ayiyasukuli
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana so what he's saying is that some of them have now resorted to vending which is very tricky because there are so many vendors around especially where he is you know so and he says the economy cannot support so many vendors so we've been trying to contact the government the minister of transport but he's not responding to our calls. We made a request for him to join the show before we started recording this show, but there was no response from him. So at the end of the day, it seems as if he's requesting the government to actually act on this issue because he says many, many families are affected. You know, maybe you can rope in Mr. Usani Musontini, who is a political and social commentator, to say something. So go ahead, then we go.
Before I do that, let me just go back to what Mr. Sibanda said for the benefit of our Shona listeners. Potrukunzi wa Sibanda vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo semunhu ari musangano rinowanikwa iro richimirira vemichovha reZimbabwe International Long Distance Transport Association vari kuti ivo vari kukumbira kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe yataurirana nehurumende yeSouth Africa vovapa maresinesi yekuti vakwanise kunge vachiita mabasa avo nekuti pari zvino vanhu vazhinji vemusangano ravo vakutowanikwa ivo vachiita zvokutengesa mumigwagwa asi vari kuti ivo izvi zvokutengesa mumigwagwa zvawandirwa nevanhu nekuti munhu wese ari kuedza kutengesa mumigwagwa kuti angwavhe ngwavhe asi hazvisi kunyatsobuda pari zvino nekuti vari kuti ivo vamwe vari muassociation yavo yeInternational Long Distance Transport Association vati kurei vakwegura saka vari kuti ivo pari zvino vazhinji vari kutotarisana nenzara uyezve havana cheruviri chekuitira kuti vawanikwe ivo vachichengeta mhuri dzavo asi shuviro yavo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yanzwa chikumbiro chavo ichi asi sestudio 7 ipo pano taedza kuti tibate hurumende kuti tinzwe kune gurukota rinoita rinomirira vanoita izvozvi zvemabasa aya, tinzwe divi ravo, asi hatina kukwanisa kunge tichivabata sezvo nhare dzavo dzanga dzisingadayirwe. But I'll cross over now to Mr. Ntini and just say, Mr. Ntini, you've heard the plight of Mr. Sibanda. What would you say about what Zimbabweans are facing now, especially when it comes to those long distance, you know, like the kombis, the people that used to ferry people from Zimbabwe to South Africa?
Good afternoon, Magalas, and good afternoon, Mr. Dube. It is quite disheartening to hear, especially given that we are under COVID. This guy is pretty much, you know, their only source of income is taken away. I mean, we know clearly that the Bybridge border post is fully, you know, when it's fully functioning, there are many of these commuter, you know, omnibuses, or I think they call them long distance commuters. Mm-hmm. They are pretty much the lifeline of that area, especially for Matabeleland. I mean, you know, I remember even back in the 90s, if someone wanted to go to South Africa, they were, you know, the mode of transportation of choice. So to hear that, you know, now it's been more than a year and they are still not allowed to do the, you know, to do their work is sad, you know, not only for them, the cross-border folks. We know that even the local people, they are not allowed either to, you know, continue their work. You know, I don't know exactly why the government is doing this. It is one thing, you know, for them to say they are, you know, following the COVID-19 protocols, but we know that the buses are allowed to cross. So definitely people are crossing. Those that are rich are flying into the country and leaving the country. So the government really needs to, you know, look at how these people are being affected to help them out. You know, it is hard to, you know, sometimes rely on social media, but we know that today one of the ZANU-PF youth, you know, was, you know, came out pretty much saying it appears like, the, you know, everyone, now all the omnibuses may fall under a certain association started by the First Lady. So I don't know if maybe they are pushing for the same, that these cross-border association members may have to join an association under ZANU, but it appears that's where things are going, which to me, I think that's the start of another issue, another, you know, area where ZANU is going to, you know, take a monopoly over the private industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So ke babuntini nxa sukangela sibili bona ngani kutupa kangana konke lokho singakayi kuba basibona
lokho kuyahlupha ngoba ilizwe ukuthi liqhubeke kudingakala ama private citizen ngi private sector investment. So nxa ukuthi private sector asakwanisi ukuthi isebenze freely ezenzele intando yabo ngoba abantu abaningi laba bamakhombi aye South Africa, abantu abazithengela amakhombi abo, mna remember kuma-90s kwakula madoda nje ayethize engangiwazi ayedrive esiye South Africa, babezithengela imthova leyo. So xa ukuthi i-government izafuna ukuthi bafake i-association under i-ZANU-PF, not even under i-government, but they want to put them under i-association eqalwe yi-First Lady, mbona ngathi akuzasupha kakhulu lo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now we're joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is the former Pelandaba, former Member of Parliament. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. How are you?
Thank you so much. First of all, we'll say you want to say thank you so much for always joining us, you know, on our shows. And now today we are discussing this issue first concerning, you know, kombi operators have been grounded for a long time, for a year now, a year and some months. So they are saying they are struggling to make ends meet, and the government is not giving them any kind of, you know, leeway to say, operate and make sure that you protect people from COVID. So they are saying, really, they have no means of making ends meet. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much, Gibbs, for First of all, recognizing that I always come into your programs, and I hope very soon you should be talking to your bosses to incorporate me in their payroll. I look forward to any $5 million.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, on a more serious note,
yes, sir.
Yes. I know about the plight of the Kombi people. We've had several meetings. I actually was privileged to be part of one of the meetings that took place here in Bulawayo, where different associations, like here in Bulawayo, we've got organized associations like Chovamba, he was the Bobtas and stuff like that. They came and they actually had a meeting with the Minister of Local Government, Honorable July Moyo, with our local Minister of State, Umama Ojudis Ngobe. And all stakeholders were involved there. And these issues were being discussed on how best this thing can be won, actually. Vis-a-vis also the trajectory of government to say that we need to be moving to a situation where we have an organized system of ferrying passengers to and from home and work, you see. So there is a give and take here. They had their genuine concerns that they actually brought up, because as you know, that government now was now using the ZUPCO system primarily to try and bring sanity to that level of industry. So The ZUPCO system had its own problems. The operators came up with their own share of criticism on that, especially on the issues of remuneration, vis-a-vis looking at issues that ZUPCO will pay them in RTGS dollars, and yet most of the byproducts of the industry, like diesel, spare parts and stuff like that, are mostly bought using US dollars. So all these things were being brought to the table for discussion and possible life for a better solution. But definitely, what I could probably say is that I envisage a point where we have an organized a kind of system. And unfortunately, in Zimbabwe, I think it's only in Bulawayo here where you find such an organized setup, like having all Chovambaiwas and the Buktas that I mentioned earlier on. And then in other places, people want to do things haphazardly. And This is where you find all these laws of the jungle applying and putting people's lives into danger with some commuter operators just being careless and reckless because they're not answerable to anybody at all. So anybody just buys a Kombi, they wake up, register it, and there they are. They're applying whatever route they want. Oh, they don't even register it at all. They're just applying, and there's no passenger insurance. There's not so many other things that should be there if things are properly organized. So we would definitely need to come to a point where we have an organized system. We can't just keep on saying that we are going to operate abnormally, like it's the law of the jungle. So a system must definitely be brought about, but a lot of discussions and involvement of these stakeholders must come to play so that we all come to an effective conclusion of this crisis. Definitely the people that bought Kombis and all with Lamana, they are definitely suffering right now. But as I said, the option of ZUPCO is there, although it needs to be refined so that it also becomes viable, because at times it will be wasting your time and resources to take a Kombi and put it under a scheme that will actually run you into a loss.
Yes, I was about to ask, just briefly, Konoko.
Abantu nalabo ababathwalayo so kushuka kusenziwa lokuhlukuluzana so kushuka futhi kube lama-circumstances whereby abanye bangikhona sebefaka amakhombi abo ala maphepha akwalileyo ala ama-passenger insurance nxa kungaba ne-accident khonapho sokusiba lolo hlupho into ezifana nalazo nalezo. So bekufuze vele ukubana kube lokuyi-system okuthize kukhona khangela unga emzansi labana ejoza kule metropolitan lokuze si-services ezithwala abantu kuhle kuhle yabona into zakhona zonke ziqoqekile. So nalapha bekusafuza ukuthi kona into le ziqoqeke, kodwa ungakhangela lapha eZimbabwe kusedolobheni lakobulawayo kuphela lapho olento zingane ziqoqekile khona, ngoba silama-association akhona aphilayo sibili, oshovambayiwa labobhukta labanye labana abasebenzayo. So khona kubana kuyanceda ukubana ama members lawa na abanikazi bamakhombi ngabe joining ama association lawa kube le accountability of some sort and ngabe dawona ilizwe lonke siyenze njalo bekuza sebenzeka ngcono ngoba kathi i problem ekhona ukuthi abanye bangena iganga nje bazinzela umathanda bahlukumeza abantu bame ndaweni ezingamela ngabame khona ku end nje life yabantu and stuff like that so khona kwana kushuye kube nzima emavikini adluleyo Gibbs ngihlala kuke kwaba lo mhlangano obizwe ngominister we-local government ubaba uJulai Moyo elo minister of state wakubulala umama uMancube emhlihlandlela abana obizwe bona labo ama associations engikhuluma ngawo oJehova Mayiwa labo bhukutha labanye lamanye ama stakeholders ama eldermen o-councillors and stuff like that ubana kube kuzohlala phansi kuboniswa kathi kuyini indlela bani esingayenza ubana kube le ndlela ebambekayo ngoba uhulumende kathi esufake indaba yonke Zubko, hayi ofuna ole khombo ufuna ubana asebenze kangene ngakaphansi kuka Zubko. So bakhulumile udaba labo balufaka etafuleni bafaka insolo zabo insolo zabo eziningi ubona ukuthi zivela ngapi emalini ukuthi hayi ikhombo yethu singabe siyifakile laphana kodwa imali esizabe sizayizuza eZubko laphana ayisahambelani nalokho esizabe sisebenza ngakho ukuthi kona odizili ukuthi kona ama spare parts athengwa ama US dollar ngapha thina uZubko esinika ngama RTGS. So konke lokwana kuke wafaka etafuleni ngiyabona ngikhuluma sokusahluzwa ubana babonti bengathola ndlela bane yokuthi basebenzela nendawoni yokuhle kuhle kodwa into ekhona Mthembo asingeke sabe lokhu singena iganga kuphela ake nisibe lokuyisystem okuzasebenzeka ubana both sides awine ama passengers awine labo abanikazi bamakhombi lawo bawine futhi so kusamele kuhlalelwe phansi kukhulunyiswane ama stakeholders yonke ehlezi ndawoni ebonisana.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. That is Mr. Chuma Mavlas.
Rekaiva mbotaura nechishona timbonzwa kuti imi munoona sei nhuna dziri kutaurwa neavo vanoita mabasa emuchovha vari kuchema chema kuti vanhu vava kufa nenzara uyezve association yavasibanda yavari kutaura kuti pane vanhu vari muassociation uyu vanosvika ivo 45 pari zvino vakatorasikirwa nemabasa sezvo makombi avo kana kuti michovha yavo isiri kukwanisa kuenda kunzvimbo dzakadai savana South Africa.
Mubvunzo muri kuinzwa kwandiri here?
Yeyeo.
Okay, yes. Senza nhambo tsanangura ndichitaura nerurimi rwechindere nechirungu. Nyaya inorwadza chose asi pakurwadza kwayo kunofanira kunge tichigadzira kuti zvinhu izvi zvigadzirike. Chinhu changa chakuitika panapa nechokuti tanga tapinda sango risingaite vamwe vanhu vakangopinda papa voita madiro vechishungurudza futi vanhu ivavo vari kutakugwa totarisa vamwe vanhu futi vanga vasina mabepa akakwana zviyazviya zvokutoti even kana motikari ikazowira munjodzi vanhu vanotadza kuita vacompensate nekuti munhu uyu anova asina mabepa akakwana. Ndazotaura futi zvakare ndikati isusu kuno kuBulawayo takatiita kunge tiri nani chose nekuti tine maassociations edu angachishanda zvakanaka chaizvo ndinorangarira kune imwe inonzi Jehova Mayiwa imwe inonzi Bhupta maassociations iwavo angachiita kuti mamembers ese akuda kuoperata wouya pasi pavo worongana zvakanaka wozorongeka kuti kana vakunoshanda uko koshanda kune some sense of normalcy. Saka izvozvo izvi ndozvangazvifanira kuti dai takazviita nyika yese kuti tiite maassociations achaita izvozvo kuitira kuti tiguide mamembers ivavo varidzi vemakombi vashande zvakanaka nevanhu because zvanga zvakuitika apa kwanga yanga yava the law of the jungle chaiyo chaiyo kuti anga mazvake mazvake hazvingafambe kudaro. Ndakaita rombo rakanaka kuti minister welocal government vakambouya kuno kuBulawayo masondo apfuuraya naminister of state wedu vaJudith Ncube vakasangana nemastakeholders ivavo vanachovha mubayiwa nana Bhupta vechitaurisana vechitaurirana marange nenyaya iyoyo kuti ko tingaita sei kuti nyaya idzi dziitwe nokuti hurumende handitanga ati munhu wese ngaapinde under Zubko. Saka vakaisa mapoints avo vakataurirana naminista vechimudza mapoints avo kushungurudzika kwavo kwavanoitwa kuti kana tikaenda pana Zubko apa tiri kubhadharwa nemaRTGS asi apa kana takuenda panze kuti tinogadzira makombi edu kana takuda kutenga mapapers acho tinoatenga nemahus dollars saka hazvisi kufambirana saka kana taisa makombero uko hatisi kuwana maprofits aya atinoita atarisira kuti kana munhu ainvesta anofanira kuwana profit ka saka ipo pa ndopanga pasuka pasi kuti vanhu vakutaurirana vakutaurirana vechionesana and I hope kuti vachauya nesolution ichazofadza munhu wese nekuti at the end of the day ka hatingaite zviya zvokuti munhu angoita mazvake mazvake hazvingafambe because at the end of the day zvinogona kushungurudza vamwe zvichifadza vamwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Uvali patani yako konapo. Siye kubabu Spanda. Mr. Spanda, you are still on the line, I can see here. Yeah. So now, I think you heard what Mr. Joseph Chuma was saying. He says one of the problems is that, you know, some combi operators or long-distance operators actually don't treat passengers in a good way. So that's why the government took this kind of stance of saying everyone must go, must be under ZUPCO and operate like that, you know, because there are problems that people encounter, you know, when they actually rub shoulders with people like you. So what's your take on what Mr. Chuma is saying here?
On our side, I think our record with the passengers that we transport in 1989, who have been transporting passengers in a very professional way. You are registered. We record our passengers on a passenger list before we depart. And those passenger lists, we submit them in Pretoria. We give them to the transport agency. Ours is a very professional organization. We are not like what we call maybe local agencies. We're doing our job in a very professional way.
Yeah, so
we don't engage in any illegal activity. It's clearly stated on our cross-border permit that we mustn't engage in any criminal activity. This is why we have been granted with the cross-border permit. We are registered. We operate in a very, very, very professional way.
Yeah, so
transporting passengers since 1989, we have never had any problems with the law. Yes.
Kana kufaka ngesindebele sibili sizwa lapho Chuma ubaba uChuma yakhuluma lapho uthi okunye okuhluphayo Sibanda ukuthi kulabo windi phela owindi batholisa nzima abantu. So labanye abantu nje nxa bedobhadobha abanye emgwaqweni lapha bahlukuluza abantu. So uthi ngokunye okwenza ukuthi uhulumende ethi abantu bangene ngaphansi kaZUPCO kumbe kumiswe ukuthi lingasebenzi nxa singafaka nalokho kwe-COVID phezulu. So ungaphendula usithini khonapho ngamafitshane babo?
Hayi, thina ku-cross-border asilabo owindi, sinama-queue marshals abhala arejista abantu abahambayo. Umuntu thina sayisha abantu abalama-passport kuphela ezetimola. That's why zinama-stickers akhiye lana abhaliweyo ukuthi cross-border. Ungena umuntu one-passport kuphela, siyabarejista abantu njalo ngo-December baze basivulele okwamazi wona lana amabili. Sasihambisa abantu besiyatesta ubufakazi wakuthola laphana ekuthiwa yi-K laboratories alo ngu-J M N Form lapho ebesitestisa khona thina abantu okubonisa khona ukuthi thina indlela esisebenza ngayo kwabanye abakhuluma ngabo.
Yesobanjweni
kwabanye khona laphana ababisiyegoli kwathiwa hhayi batheste positive thina sababisela imali ngoba umphakathi siyawuhlonipha, sihlonipha umshayeli ohamba emoto nabantu esibala itshali. Ubufakazi ungakuthola laphana e-laboratory, yikho lapha besazisa khona abethu abantu besiyathesta. Thina umthetho laphana i-cross-border sisebenza ngomthetho lama-passenger list, into yethu yonke icacile. Asilabo abantu abahlukumeza abantu njalo uhamba udriver lama-passengers kuphela, ngu-driver zedwa lama-passengers.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ke sibise uMavelas size ukuthi angangena sithini. Mavelas, we still have Mr. Busane Musontini. So all what Mr. Spanda is saying is that they don't have any touts. So what they do is they've got rank marshals. And yes, these rank marshals are very much respected people and they don't intimidate anyone. They don't harass passengers. So they do their work diligently And so he says, you know, the issue that maybe the government is saying there are issues with the kind of way that they are treating passengers is not applicable in this case.
Maybe I have a question for Mr. Sibanda. Was this organization part of those organizations that met the ministers that Mr. Shuma was talking about before I translate what he just said?
Yes, Mr. Sibanda, there's a question, Bob. Did you actually go to these meetings that Shuma is talking about in Bulawayo, in which there were discussions over some of these issues that you're facing? So did you ever attend any meetings with the local government officials and councils or whatever?
From my understanding, the meeting that was called here in Bulawayo, it was for local activities, not our cross-border, not our cross-border activities.
Okay.
Oh, okay, quite. Yeah, all right. Uvaleke ipattern lakho siyabuya kuwe. Marvelous.
Before Marvelous continues, eh?
Yes, quiet.
Right. What I wanted to clarify here is that no, the cross border association is not a problem at all. And they definitely cannot be affected by this issue of Zoomcore thing. What happens with the cross border association is that they're mainly affected by the closure of the border to say that there's no transportation and movement at the moment because of this pandemic. But theirs is a very organized system. I know it very well, and I can allude to Mr. Swander's points. Definitely, they do their things above board. They don't have a big problem. But their only problem now and challenge is that I think them as an association as well must approach government to try and see how government can open up borders so that people can start moving. You see, this fear of this different variants that come up, and normally they come to South Africa, and then when they come here, they leave us a mess for destruction and stuff like that. So this is the point where they need themselves as an association to be engaging the Home Affairs Ministry and stuff like that to see how borders can be open, and then they can operate normally. But they don't fall under this issue of the Zupco regularization that we're actually speaking about. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So maybe go ahead, Marvelous.
Pam Sorope, Ava Varquita Mabasa, Ekunsequenica, Panesia, Mataura Nishones.
Mr. Chuma, go ahead.
All right. That is Zanangi Tara Paramanezo Guti, Avawema Cross Border Association Hour. Avanya Tsuba Twaninya ye Zubko. Nekuti inyaya yezvuko iyi yanga ichitaugwa especially vanhu avo vari kuoperata muno muZimbabwe either vechitakura vanhu kubva mutown vechienda kumarocation kana kuti kubva kune rime town kuenda kune rime town asi ava vemaborder vemacross border association ava chakavabata chaizvo chaizvo inyaya yekuvhagwa kwemaborder saka ndakambotaura nevamwe vacho ndichivakurudzira kuti aiwa imini munofanira kunge muchiapprocha hurumende muchi taurana navo toona kuti hurumende inogona here kuti irelax nyaya yemabhodha avhugwe nekuti kutori neproblem yekuti vanhu vaakutoita bhodha jumping anyway saka kunofanira kunge uchioneswana kuti how base can they open for vanhu ivavo chete macross border ivavo kuti vatakure vanhu zvakanaka iyo ndofunga inogona kutaurika zvakanaka ivo vakarongana pachavo voapproach ma relevant ministries vechiisa nyaya yavo because ivo kana ukavatarisa vanhu vakatorongeka kudhara saka kwakangosara kuti vaite engage maministries wavo kuti zvinhu zvavo zviite sei zvivafambire.
Mr. Yes, thank you very much. Mr. Musani Mbuso Tini, chip in there, sir.
I've been following what Mr. Chuma and Mr. Swanda were saying. I think what is lacking here is the involvement of the stakeholders when our government makes such decisions. And also, I think the government always tends not to look at the root cause and they just apply these umbrella policies. Instead of just addressing the issues, let's say if the issues, because these guys are the Mawindis, all they had to do is ban the Mawindis and let the Chovas continue working. But they always seem to, they ban everything. It's been more than a year that the commuter buses have been, suspended. You can only operate under Zupco. And we know that Zupco is a failed organization. How can you take a failed organization and try to make it a benchmark for you know, those organizations that are working privately. So I think the government really needs to, you know, involve the stakeholders, starting from the owners of these omnibus, the passengers, and many other associations that are involved, instead of just going ahead and making the rules. I think sometimes in English they say, if it is not broken, don't fix it. Sometimes I feel like our government is good at breaking things up, even where it's not necessary.
Yeah, thank you so much. What is this? Okay, Ubaba Sibanda, his last word on this issue. So, Mr. Sibanda, your last word, can you tell us exactly what you think the government might do and whether you're going to engage the government in this matter anytime soon? Go ahead, sir.
What we are kind of asking our respective government and ministers is allow us to operate like what the buses are doing. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely adhere to the strict the COVID-19 regulations. That's all. That's what we're asking the government to do for us, to open the even the buses at the border, so that we operate like buses. We definitely follow the laid down COVID restrictions. That's all. That's what we're asking for from our respective government and minister.
Yes, Yes, I was okay. So, Mr. Chuma, maybe you can react there. And
maybe before no, Mr. Chuma okay. comes, let's just translate what Mr. Sibanda is saying. Hearing there, kubva kuna vasibanda vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo shuviro yavo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yakwanisa kuti vavhure maborder kuitira kuti avo vanoshanda pasi pegungano ravo vanoita zvemichovha inoenda cross border vakwanise kuita mabasa nekuti vari kuti ivo vakarongeka pari zvino zvese zviga zvinodiwa zvekuti vanhu vapfeke mamaski, vanhu vaitwe matesti, vanhu vashandise mahand sanitizer vanazvo. Saka shuviro yavo iyo ndeyekuti hurumende dai yanzwa chikumbiro chavo kuitira kuti vavhure maborder uyezve votauranawo nesouth africa kuitira kuti pavanozosvikawo ikoko zvinhu zvinenge zvakagadzirwa zvakanaka. Vachuma.
Mr. Chuma, yes.
Thank you very much. He's making a very good point, Babu Sibanda. So all now that it takes is for the association now to get up and go and approach these relevant ministries and put that thing down to them. Because the problem that we normally have most of the time is that we've got these things in our hearts, in our minds, but we don't say them out. Government is only regulated or actually held by being approached and being given these scenarios. They might not even know about all these scenarios per se, but so now if they are approached and these things are put on the table, then government can be able to actually respond. It's a listening government, and definitely it can bend down and see reason once they are approached. So my plea to Mr. Sibanda and this association is that please approach the relevant ministries, talk about your issues, tell me your plans, your action plans and everything, how you are going to manage these things and how prepared you are, and present your case. You'll be so shocked. Your case will be heard easily and things will be sorted out. And then coming to the issue that Ms. Antini said there, I want to tell you that definitely it's not that government just took a decision from nowhere. There's been a lot of engagements. Even again, Bulawayo, you find that Wana Chovambayuas and the Bukta that I was talking about were also up in arms trying to fight some combi owners that would just bring their combis and start operating from undesignated points. And this is where in the way they say Zonelo and Vonye. So this thing has been talked about over and over and over again. Whereby you find that The combi owner gives the driver the combi. They don't care what the driver does with that combi. So the driver is busy doing all sorts of criminal activities, picking up people from undesignated points and stuff like that. And there is no checks and balance at all. That is why I say that it is important to have an association that will then guide members into how they operate. So it's not that government just took it overnight. These things have been talked about for years and years. Can we operate normally? Can we respect the laws? Can we do A, B, C, D? But then these people that normally don't want to join associations are the ones that spoil things for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. We're remaining with just only 5 minutes. We had hoped, Mabela said, we're going to discuss even electoral reforms, but we're out of time. Now there's one thing that we can discuss right now, and the issue of the Basketball Africa League.
Before we Gibbs, let Mr. Chuma just say in Shona what he just said for the benefit of our Shona listeners.
Just 30 seconds, Mabuchum. 30 seconds, Langas David. Yes.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. So I'm not sure that our Bema Cross Border Association, Urumende yukai approach us wakana kwa utawala na wo presenta kenti yako wano terera uona iwe uchinja tuwa jegesi ayo apa tichaita so tiri ready so takabata so tufama so maplanze inyo waka iso abo mchasha misika mchona urumende ito vumbrana ni misaka tora inya zenyizi muyende siku marulebe ni ministries nyayenyu icha sovwa then karataku ya uko wanti ni wanga watara kuzanzi urumende ino ngoda kungo puza ichita seni kata handi zoba urumende yaka vire kudara ichita aiwa, ronge kai kani musa daro, musa ngo operata kusina mchema mkati asiwa na wanga singa terere wanu wacho, like, kuna kubula kune maassociations, wana chovambayo wana buta, wana chovambayo wache wanga wachito, gwane mame mama kombi, wawo kuti, no uya imu pindi anda maassociations, but we singade, sawa ni wawa singade wawa ndo warukunya kiso kanga nisila wanu wanga wato ronge kakudara, saka ipo paya mani ndo
So the last thing, Marvelous, we know that second ranked Zamalek actually defeated top seed Union Sportive Monisa of Tunisia. We've got a basketball follower here, and that is Musani Musontini. So Ntini, you know, your team was knocked out, the Angolans, right? So they didn't go anywhere. No, go ahead. Tell us what you think about that. 1 minute, Chet.
So my team was actually the Rwandan team.
Oh, yes, one
that
yes.
Was selected. And I think for the obvious reasons, I think, you know, I was looking at the star power that they had. There were a few people that came from the U.S. playing for that team. So that's where I put my last dollar. But definitely, I guess if we can learn anything from this, never follow what I say when it comes to basketball. They were embarrassed. They didn't even come second or third. They actually came fourth. So, yeah. But I think at the end of the day, what is good out of this, you know, this was the inaugural tournament in Africa. I think going forward, we'll see many teams across Africa and hopefully in Zimbabwe. So this is a great opportunity for basketball in Africa in general. I think we are used to seeing a lot of stars like Mutombo and others coming to the U.S. and playing the NBA. Mm-hmm. It looks like now people in Africa, they may get entertained by their own stars, just like people watch Highlanders and Lyle Chiefs and Lyle City. Hopefully soon people will be watching basketball on a daily basis in Africa. Maybe some lucky people, some lucky players may get picked up for the NBA or the D League. But I was looking at the age of most people that are playing for the African teams. They tend to be older. And the NBA is kind of, they want to get the 18-year-olds or the 19, 20-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So when you see these guys that are working their 30s, most probably they will not make it in the NBA.
Mr. Ntini, thank you very much. You know, we've run out of time. You know, there's no extra time. I don't know. In basketball, is there any extra time? Maybe not. So I think we've come to the end of the show. We are remaining with only 5 seconds. So we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Kumbula Sibanda of the Zimbabwe International Long Distance Transport Association, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and Mr. Busani Musontini, an independent political and social commentator. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.